o'clock hour is over. The 11 o'clock hour begins now.
That's a flattering angle that you screenshotted of old T.
I think I'm going to leave.
What do I look like?
It's the last thing we saw before you turned your camera off at your undisclosed location. I kind of want to leave it there.
I know you've lost 27 pounds, Jesse, but we all like to look our best. I don't think that's the most flattering angle you could put up of our boy. Tausch, I want to talk quickly about this poll, and then we'll play trivia. You can get settled in because I know you're on the move. And then we'll come back, and if you are available, we'll talk to you some more. If not, we got plenty of other stuff to get to and Wonelli and everything else. So, the poll question has elicited not only a bunch of votes, which, again, pleasantly surprised since I'm not blue checkmark Charlie anymore. We're already at 227 votes. And it is not, I mean, it's a landslide, but it's not like 90-10. Again, the poll question we asked, obviously, as a Packers fan, you want your team to win on Sunday in Tennessee, but is there part of you that wants to see another week of Malik to see if Matt LaFleur can conjure up another brilliant winning game plan? 240 votes now, 68.8% of you, no, get 10 back ASAP. 31.3% of you, yes, I'm curious to see that. Now, Tausch, my question for you is, and I got a few responses already on this. A few of the thoughts are 10 needs to heal, don't rush him back. And then Jason, not me, someone else named Jason, has this question. I do have a question. Do you think that Matt LaFleur will put his ego ahead of the team to try to run? Because I don't feel like that's the way he thinks. I think he'll want to win regardless, but I prefer that he runs for the entertainment aspect. Look, Tausch, I know you haven't played for Matt LaFleur. I don't know how well you've gotten to know him and your interactions with him. Everyone has an ego. You tell us that all the time. I think he's pretty authentically low ego. Like, he wants to outsmart the other coach. There's no doubt. But he does not need us writing about how smart he was, us talking about how smart he was. I really don't think he cares that much about that sort of thing.
No. So, I mean, obviously he has an ego. Everybody in these positions have egos. And he, I'm sure, loved the fact that he was able to show off his repertoire Sunday. But he wants to win. And if Jordan Love could play, he's going to want to play. And he's going to want to win with Jordan. He's going to have to do it differently because he won't be 100%. Mm-hmm. But no, this isn't going to be a case where he needs to do this for him. It's all going to be about the team. And that's why, you know, all of the other stuff, that's why I'm so intrigued to see. And hopefully it is going to be Malik and we get a chance to do it one more week. And then Jordan's another week healthier. And then we can kind of get the season going back on track.
Well, that's the other part of it. And Kyle tweets in on this as well. It's a long season. Let 10 heal and rest. Let this team continue to find ways and other ways to win. It'll pay off down the stretch. Plus, it's a great opportunity for Willis to get reps in the system. Look, you know me, I cheer for the story. The story of Malik Willis, who, and again, I can't reiterate this enough because the slander that he has endured, and I'm not questioning people's sourcing, not arguing that, I am sure. I mean, my gosh, was it Taylor Decker? Was that his? Who was his left tackle who went on Barstool and basically said, this guy stinks. You can't read defenses.
Tyler Lewan.
Yes. Lewan. Taylor Decker. But there's this guy can't play, he can't process, all the negativity.
Andy Roddick's wife is a Decker, right? Isn't Andy Roddick's wife a Decker?
I don't know that. I'll have to do some fact checking.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. There's a lot of Deckers. Sam Decker.
Wait, no. Oh, yeah. So
Olivia Harlan Decker.
Yeah. You're talking of Brooklyn Decker, right?
Yeah, she's in the Sandler movie.
She's the swimsuit issue.
She's in the Sandler movie.
So I don't want to. It's not my job to cheer for Malik Willis, but the idea of him going back to Tennessee, where he was supposed. This was the year.
Like, if you were John Robinson, the general manager, you wanted Ryan Tannehill for 22 and 23, and then in 24, Malik Willis becomes your starting quarterback. And he sits for 2 years and he develops and he doesn't have to play. That didn't happen. Four coordinators, including Adam Stenovich and Matt LaFleur now in Green Bay, in less than 3 years, and that's where he is. But the story of him going back to Tennessee and playing well and the Packers winning, that's a hell of a story. That's a really good story. Is it going to happen? I don't know, because Tennessee's defense is better than Indianapolis's.
It's going to be a bigger challenge, but how awesome would it be if he goes back, they win? First off, LaFleur, you know he's got some bad blood with Tennessee. I know it was Vrabel related, probably, yeah. But there's a little something there too, which I'm sure you, being the storyteller that you are going to dig up and find out what it all is. But I just think it'd be sweet if he balls out, plays great down there, and then Tennessee has to come back and say, you know what, man, we missed. I want him back. give me a fourth round. That to me would be super sweet. I don't think, obviously that's not going to happen.
I want my seventh round pick back. And I want David Putney.
And the kick returner. Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, it's alarming that we think alike so much. All right, you get settled in there in Encino, Sonoma, wherever the heck you are. We're going to play trivia next. Now, if you're able to stick around, it is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, but you're not on video to give any hints. So we will play with or without you, as you two once sang. Jesse, what caller do you want for Wednesday Wisconsin Geography Trivia?
Jordan Love plus Malik Willis. 10 plus 2 is 12. Let's do caller 12.
All right, caller 12 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776 to play Wildy and Tausch Wisconsin Geography Wednesday Trivia. 844-770-3776. You can take it to the bank that we will have some good questions because Jesse's ready for Wednesdays every day. And you can take it to the bank that Associated Bank will always have great customer service. They've got the awards to back it up. And not only that, not only do they have Packers checking, not only do they have Badgers checking, not only do they have Brewers checking, they also have early pay, which gets you your money from your direct deposit from your employer up to 2 days early. You can't beat that because sometimes you need that money a little bit sooner than payday. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more about that. Trivia is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Earlier in the week, we had Justin in Milwaukee, but the way it was sent to us by Riley, it was just in Milwaukee. So, Jesse, much better on the typing than your protege.
I caught the back end of that yesterday or Monday, whatever day that was, and I was wondering.
That was even yesterday. Yeah,
what happened there.
That was Wooly. It wasn't even. You know, you have so many replacements, it's hard to keep them all
straight. That is fair.
Straight.
Yes, it is.
You're the third producer of the week. Justin in Cudahy is our contestant. Justin, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. All right. Wisconsin Geography Wednesday is the category. Question number one is this. Which of these Wisconsin cities shares its name with a historic county in southeastern England located along the English Channel? Whew, that's a mouthful. All right, which of these Wisconsin cities can also be found in England, basically? Is it Suamico, Sussex, or Skeenesville?
Boy, well, I'll go with Sussex on that one.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Well done, sir. One for one.
All right.
That was a question designed to scare you out of the gates, and then you get to the answers and you realize it's not actually that bad. Gotcha.
Question two is this. A latitudinally, which of these bodies of water in the state of Wisconsin is located farthest south? Farthest south. Is it Castle Rock Lake, Lake Koshkonong, or Lake Winneconne?
Oh, boy. Let's go with A on that one.
Castle Rock Lake is incorrect. Where is Castle Rock Lake?
All right, so I want to say it's kind of on the way up north-central part of the state. I will look it up right now officially. What I was doing when I put it together was simply scrolling around on the map to find different bodies of water. It is near Mauston, so I'm right. It's near Mauston.
All right. It is definitely north of Lake Koshkonong, though, which is what matters.
Uh-huh.
So you did not have the wrong answer there. Justin did. Justin, let's bounce back. Question three. Oh, boy. Tausch is in the car again, and unless he's stopping at Quick Trip, he ain't stopping. If Tausch is traveling south from Milwaukee to Beloit, all right, put yourself in the car. You're driving from Milwaukee to Beloit. Which of these cities would he not directly pass through while driving on I-43? All right. So which
Justin
of these
in Cudahy's got what? This?
All right, you're going south. You're headed to Beloit. Which of these are you not driving through? Are you not driving through East Troy? Are you not driving through Greenfield? Or are you not driving through Waterford?
You are not driving through Greenfield. No?
I don't know, Jim.
Starting in Milwaukee, you are driving as you're on 43 right over Greenfield.
Okay.
We'll check the map.
We are going to have to check the map.
The map.
If it turns out that
it's Waterford, it's my fault. That's my fault. That was
Waterford. Waterford is more right. There's a outside chance.
If this one gets vetoed strongly enough, I will consider tossing Justin an entry. But
so
you're
taking 43, and no, I think you're probably right.
You're going right over Greenfield.
You're going over Highway 100, which is where the Nissan dealership from Boucher is, and that's definitely in Greenfield. Well, be that as it may, Justin, you got one. So you got two entries. You did Tausch it. Not only that, but on top of that, I think the first day of the week we had Jerry in the Prairie get the first one wrong, and then I think he only got one more out of that too. So you're in a really good spot. There's
been
a lot of wrong answers this week.
Yeah. Interesting week.
So you got two entries. Good luck in the drawing on Friday. We appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
To boots. All right. I feel good about your answer, Jesse. You do not need to fact check that. You're on the money there. All right.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You were very skeptical. You were driving the skeptical ship there for a minute.
Well, it gave me pause at first because I'll be honest with you. I was thinking, you know, having grown up on the Greenfield, Greendale, Milwaukee kind of border, I was like, no, wait a minute. But you know where I went? I didn't go 43. I kept going down towards Chicago that way south.
41.
And that, obviously, is a little more confusing. All right, what is not confusing is if you are driving like we just were, at least in our minds, but if you're driving for real and you get in an accident and somebody hurts you, you got to make the call. One call, that's all. Gruber Law Offices, 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. I tell you all the time, I hope you never have to make that call. David hopes you never have to make that call. But if you do, you want the best team on your side, and that, of course, is Gruber Law Offices. So go to gruber-law.com, find out more about the firm, find out more about David's history in our fair city and in our communities, everything they do in the community, everything you need, all the partnerships they have with all of our favorite sports teams. Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. We will play Woe Nelly. We may or may not have the new sommelier, Mark Tauscher, rejoin us. We'll see. But the bottom line is, Woe Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world. Somehow I have to
find. It's our guy, old boy. He's going to rejoin us tomorrow. Jesse and I will take you home for the rest of the show. We'll check in on that poll question. But more importantly, time now. And I just can't wait. I mean, given the anticipation of the drop of that video of you going down the slide, I can only imagine what you have for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
That was pretty good production there with the slide.
Yeah, sliding. You're crushing it. You should work more. You do such a good job.
Yeah, how about that? You know who else does a good job? Marshall Thundering Herd head football coach Charles Huff. So Marshall's in a tough spot this week. They are. It's a weak Big Ten slate this week. A lot of teams like the Badgers are off. USC and Michigan is definitely the marquee game of the weekend, which CBS claimed in the early rights when they try to claim which games they're going to get. And so Fox's big noon kickoff is Marshall at Ohio State. Marshall's going to lose by a lot, but this is kind of their moment in the sun.
They've had worse things happen to their program.
Well, I mean, that is one way to look at it, yes. Okay. They've also had a movie made after them, so that's nice.
True too.
So they're not a nobody. It's just not a prominent team that you expect is going to give Ohio State a big game on Saturday. So Marshall head coach Charles Huff, meeting with the media yesterday, decided to take advantage of the moment, and here's how he helped preview the matchup with Ohio State.
I feel good about the track we're on. Trust me, I know where we are, but I feel good about the track we're on, and I feel good about the players we have. Would love to have some of those guys from Ohio State too, so if they want to transfer on down, we've got a Tutor's Biscuit NIL all you can eat. So if any of those guys that run really, really fast at Ohio State like Tutor's Biscuits, I promise you, all you can eat all day. If you transfer here. So, but yeah.
Do you think he's actually going to be have any type of violation in place from the NCAA for openly offering an NIL deal to current players on another team? Because obviously that's a lot of fun, and that's probably a great partner of Marshall football.
Sure,
that he's
right.
Helping out there. But is he technically doing something illegal?
I don't. Who knows with the NCAA, right? I don't know. And do they have any power to do anything about it anyway? I like it. It's fun. It's recognizing that obviously the cup runneth over at Ohio State with talented, fast players. Like, there are guys, and I don't know how. I was not. I know this comes as a surprise to those on the panel. And quite frankly, Tausch played 11 years in the NFL. And he was he even a priority walk-on? I think he was at Wisconsin. But, he wasn't heavily recruited, and he built a great career. But I wonder what it's like to be, a super heavily recruited player, and then you go to Ohio State, and there's a bunch of guys like you, and, hey, opportunity, we always talk about it, right? Maybe you actually, had you gone to a different school, you'd be the big man on campus. A few of those guys, send them to Marshall and They're the best thing to hit West Virginia in a long time.
You could make an argument, probably not with Ohio State, but maybe like Penn State, that with the 12-team playoff now, the best like non-Power 4 team does get into that playoff every year.
Right.
So if you and a couple of buddies at Penn State who are 5-star recruits aren't seeing the field and you want to transfer to Marshall and get the biscuits and win the whatever conference they're in, Sunbelt or whatever they're playing in these days, you could be the highest-ranked non-Power 4 team and get into the playoff and make some noise. So
get a big group together, you all go together. Yeah, that'd be fun. And you get, apparently, all-you-can-eat Tudor's biscuits out of the deal as well.
Never been. I wonder if they're any good.
Whoa, Nelly!
The Pittsburgh Steelers will not describe Justin Fields as their starting quarterback. Mike Tomlin, meeting with the media yesterday. Russell Wilson still battling injury. Won't say that Justin Fields is the starter or that he will continue to be the starter. Saying they are readying a plan and they appreciate Justin and his readiness. If you were Mike Tomlin, Jason, how would you handle the Justin Fields, Russell Wilson situation that they are currently facing as a 2-0 first place team in the AFC North?
Yeah, so I saw this story, and look, I think as if you're Mike Tomlin, you're in a sticky wicket. Not a wicket like you would play croquet through. But,
is that like a fig?
No, nor a tiny little plum or whatever that was that Tausch was eating earlier. Because look, Russell Wilson, and I don't want to disparage Russell Wilson, but he's kind of that girlfriend that you like her a lot, but you got to put up with a fair amount of stuff, right? High knees down the walkway of the airplane when you're flying on a long trip, and the bubble water and everything else. And I'm not saying he hasn't been a really good quarterback, but you could see that the Broncos were trying to figure out ways to talk about him without looking like they were disparaging him. And again, his Seattle days, he was a really, really good quarterback on a really, really good team. But this is like, they brought him in. He's basically playing for them for nothing because he got so much money from the Broncos. But they are still trying, for lack of a better term, pussyfoot around, which I could say because that's what cats do. I'm not a huge fan of where he's at now and how you kind of have to use kid gloves about him. Now, maybe he's healthy and they're playing some, Matt LaFleur mind games here, but this reminds me of what Tausch always says about quarterbacks. You don't have one, so you go after a aging, not as good as he used to be, Russell Wilson, and you go and you acquire Justin Fields, which turned out good because he's been the quarterback. This is not an ideal situation. It would be nice to just have your guy, and they don't right now.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty accurate representation of the situation. I did predict, I don't know if I said this as part of the boldathon, but I did predict that the Pittsburgh Steelers will be one of the bounce back teams in the NFL this year, and that they will make the playoffs. So I think they're going to win the AFC North. I said that before. They jumped out to the start that they did, but I thought the Bengals would regress. I thought the Ravens would regress, and I don't think Cleveland has enough to get over the hump. So Pittsburgh's well coached. They have a veteran quarterback now. They have two quarterbacks that have starting experience. I trust what they have going on. So I'm interested to see how that all plays out there.
Whoa, Nelly!
Jason, you have been a little glitchy here in a moment, the last couple of minutes with, I don't know, there's an internet lag or something going on. So just be mindful of that as I ask you this final question.
So what you're saying is answer short.
Oh, you sound
sweet.
Great now. So Becca and her friends are wrapping up a 10-day trip in Iceland. They've been over there since last weekend.
Is she even going to recognize you when you get back?
I guess I hope not, because that means that I'll have made some significant changes, which is
you're
awesome.
Half the man you used to be.
Yeah. They had an incident with a rental car in Iceland in which they were driving through a tunnel and got too close to the side of the tunnel and hit the mirror against the rock You know, Iceland problems.
Yeah. Hashtag Iceland problems.
What do you do when that happens? Like, when you have a, if you have a rental vehicle, do you call about it right away? Do you just, like, let it ride for the duration of the trip and then just before you leave, turn it in and be like, oh, yeah, something happened with the mirror? Like, what do you do if I've never had a rental car where that's been an issue, where you've had an incident happen with it?
Yeah.
Like, what is the right way to approach this, especially in a situation where you're overseas in a country that does not speak primarily English? Like, what do you do?
Oh, what do they speak? Dutch?
I don't know. There's a
Icelandic?
Lot of, there's a lot of letters in all of their Icelandic words. I don't know what the primary language is over there. But
all right, so I don't want to delve too far into privacy issues with your wife. I don't need her social security number. I don't need her annual income. I don't even need to know what her job actually is. But my credit card has built-in insurance for your rental car, so you don't have to take, like, the lost damage waiver. I don't know how she's paying for this in Iceland, but I think you can just drop off the car, and then when you get the bill for whacking the mirror, you're insured through your credit card. So, again, I think you finished a trip. What are you going to do, swap, like, out the car?
Yeah, you don't want to take time, because, like, a lot of what they do in Iceland is they go sightseeing, and there's different waterfalls and fjords and all these gorgeous things. She's been sending pictures every day. You don't spend a lot of time, like, in the city or driving around where there's a ton of traffic. So it's not like the having the right side mirror is necessarily a necessity. But it's unsafe to drive without it. And, like, if you're... it's a situation I'm glad that I'm not in, and they asked, like, they sent that over the other day, like, what do we do? I'm like, I don't know what the best move is here.
So
I,
what advice did you give them? Because they went to you for help.
I said ride it out and just, you know, when you get back, turn it in, and if you have to talk to the bird, but don't take a day out of your trip with stuff planned to, like,
yes,
drive back to the city and try and figure out what's going on, or
good
call
advice.
People. Like, just ride it out till the end, and then who knows? Maybe you fly back overseas and you never have to deal with it again.
Good advice.
Probably
well done.
Not, but maybe.
All right. I'm Team Jesse on that. All right, that's it for Whoa Nelly. So when does she get back?
Late tomorrow night. Late tomorrow night. Mm. I'm not taking off Friday. I thought about it, but I am not taking off Friday.
do you think we've reached a point with the number of days that you tend to take off that you have to publicly announce that you are not taking the day off?
I think Tausch and I are both in Kawhi Leonard territory, and it becomes news on the SportsCenter bottom line when we are playing, yes.
That may be the best description of our situation on this show that I have ever heard. I will give you instead a description of another show that you want to tune into, and that is Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher. Behind the Bucks, Going for Gold is the latest episode, and it features Bucks stars sharing experiences from competing on the world's biggest stage, the Olympics. From battling against their Bucks teammates to teaming up with fierce rivals, all for the glory of a gold medal, Behind the Bucks offers unique access and deep storytelling for Bucks fans unlike ever before. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. You can find it on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
All right, wrapping up here. Tausch will be back tomorrow. I have two questions, Jesse, because I know that your video of you sliding down Bernie's slide is going to keep being more and more popular on our social channels. One, do they require you to sign a waiver?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I thought they might, because otherwise I was going to have David Gruber call on your behalf had you crashed into it. And then secondly, did you watch other people go down?
Oh,
like,
yes,
I don't know where
sure.
you were in the rotation, but were there any instances where you were a little worried
Like, if you're watching on the video stream right now, Jesse hits that pad perfectly, well executed. Was there anyone where you were a little bit worried about their health and safety?
No, I was surprised to not see Homer there. I didn't bring that up when he was on the
Fragile.
Yeah. I was surprised to not see him there. I wish Tausch would have been there. That would have been a lot of fun. But no, the toughest part was there's a very steep incline as you go up to the chalet. So you get up to like level two and you're good in the stairwell. But then there's a steep incline that's almost like a ladder. And that's where it only gets a little tricky. And there was, I think, Brust and Strofe as they were climbing up right by each other. Brust was like doing the selfie cam while Strofe was below him. And Strofe isn't a big heights guy. So that didn't play super well for the two of them. But once you got up there, I didn't want to go first. But once you saw two people go, you're like, ah, this is a piece of cake. Easy does it. Jason's a little inaudible there, so I'm going to say what he's trying to say for everybody, which is we will be back tomorrow with Tausch from Wine Country. Have a great day, and as Jason always says when he's not glitchy, take care, be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.